Right now it is time for a Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio with Lauren Christendotter. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine free pickup throughout the tri-state region, the magazine edition. And of course, they have their companion website, mainstreetmag.com, on the web. Good morning, Thorne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And especially, you know, we're living through a classic, actually March, even though it's February, winter, where today we'll get in the 60s and near 60. Tomorrow, maybe if the sun comes out long enough, it'll get up to 65 to 70. We'll have some light rain and fog tonight. And then by Thursday night into Friday, possibly a snowstorm.
Well, you never know what to expect, right?
It is typical. The old tagline is, if you don't like the weather in New England, wait around for a few minutes. It'll definitely change.
Right.
But we have so many wintertime things going on in our region this week. It really is amazing with the junior nationals and the Nordic combined at Mohawk and at Satry Hill. Winter weekend in Norfolk is also going on this weekend. And also coming back this year after a year's absence at the Congregational Church is the student recital with students from out our tri-state region. But, you know, one thing that we don't really talk about a lot with Main Street Magazine, and I really do enjoy it, and that is your feature, Friendly Faces, Meet Our Neighbors, Visitors, and Friends, where you pick 6 to 9 people every month to put up there?
6 people, and it's something that we've had since day one. It's just kind of like, you know, when you're at the grocery store and you're about to check out and you kind of see all the gossip magazines and you always go, oh, I wonder who's in it. Well, this is kind of our who's in it from our area and our neighborhoods. And so we thought it was kind of a nice way to get to know people you may not know, but people you may see at the coffee shop or, you know, may see at the grocery store, and, you know, you recognize them, but you don't know who they are. So it's a little quick snippet of who they are and what they're about.
Now, is that something that that you go over every month, or or does it come about in conversation around the office?
Well, it's something that's in every month, and we have themes, you know, a couple of times a year. So, for example, the March issue, which just went to press, we always, Ashley, I don't know how she came up with this, but years ago when we started with the animal farming issue, she convinced me to try it. And ever since then, we've only had animals in the March issue as friendly faces, and except we call them fur-friendly faces. So, but other than that, it's, you know, humans the other 11 months out of the year. And, you know, depending on the theme, you know, we may cater one question to tie it into the theme, or, you know, for the food and drink, we've had, you know, folks who work in restaurants or in the food service or something like that. So it's, you know, if people always, you know, when we hear that, you know, when we're delivering and we hear people talking about the magazine, they always say, oh, I wonder who's in it. And they reference that particularly and, you know, always flip to that page.
What's nice about it, it really is a diverse run of people that can be sometimes famous people, sometimes semi-famous, just people who are famous because they're your good friends and neighbors. I mean, that's
exactly.
It's a real nice collection, and you really do get to know. I think that if you're looking at it and you have seen somebody a couple of times or heard them, it's nice to find out a little bit about their background.
Exactly, and that's kind of how and why we did it. And likewise with like our business snapshots in the back, it's kind of a quick glimpse at, you know, local businesses that you may not even know much about or, you know, realize exactly what they do. So that was also the kind of the taking from the personal, you know, profile little piece to, you know, also the business in the back. And most of the time in the past, at least 9 years that we've been doing this, we kind of handpick or ask people to be in, but we also have a section on our website where you can submit to be a friendly face or a business snapshot or give advice. So we have that on our website if folks want to participate.
All right. And so now you just mentioned something that we deal with all the time here. And that is right now, even though it's February 22nd, actually starting about a week ago, we started already working on our March, late March programming. And you just said you just put the March magazine to bed. What can we expect to see in the March magazine?
Well, it's as I mentioned, it's our animal and farming issue. So it's almost everything is related to that, except, you know, our artist feature is always just an artist feature. This sometimes ties into the theme, not or not. But other than that, just about everything is animal and farming related in our area. So we have a nice combination of things and you know, some really good stories. And it was a fun issue to put together. And it should be out, I think, next Monday.
And of course, around here, we are already speaking with various show providers, our volunteers, about spring theme, believe it or not, spring theme shows, especially Margaret Rocha with The Way to Garden, because, of course, people that love to get in the gardens love to talk about seeds and seedlings and things like that. So I think for people that listen to the show and that see the magazine and see the website, understand that it is a process that you're always a month or two ahead along with what you're coming out with in the current month.
Well, I have a couple of calendars. I have one for the or books where I have written down. So one's for the printed magazine. We have a whiteboard, two whiteboards, calendars for the online. And then since we launched our podcast, Mary and I have another calendar for scheduling with our guests for our podcast. And so it's we're let me see the magazine. We're working on April now, but we're already planning May and June. The website changes every day, so that content's totally fluid. And for our podcast, we're interviewing guests right now into May and June, so it's we're staying busy.
And for people that aren't aware, let's talk about your podcast that you have
Sure, sure.
and what the and who's the who's on your podcast, who and who's coming up.
The name of the podcast is Main Street Moxie, and what we're doing is talking with folks who we deem have moxie. So they're sharing their stories of, you know, however they define moxie. So we've had, like, yesterday, or I should back up, our episodes drop every other Monday. So yesterday we had our third episode, and it was the mayor of Hudson, Kamal Johnson, and he was sharing his story of, growing up in Hudson, how he grew up, and then how he became mayor. And I have to tell you, it's such an impactful story, how he changed the narrative and perception of his family, how he became the youngest mayor in Hudson, the first black mayor, and the things that he's been doing. And so it's just, you know, we in the magazine and online, we try to tell a good story, a positive story, and the podcast is just another way for us to do that, to share, you know, inspirational stories. So it's, you know, it's been really fun, and it's been getting in the audio sector has been interesting, you know, but it's been a lot of fun and inspirational for us to hear these amazing stories. And we have an interview today, and you know, everyone just gets every story is so different, but it's always so fun to hear how people made the decisions and how they moved in their lives and what transpired, what motivated them, and how they. You know, there are so many tidbits of information of inspiration that, you know, I feel that I'm getting out of every interview, and I hope our listeners do too.
It's a Main Street Magazine, and of course, mainstreetmag.com on the web, free pickup throughout the area. And your March issue hits the newsstands on Monday, right?
I believe so. It'll take us a day or two to get them out everywhere, though. So give it, you know, give us a day or two.
All right, Thorne, we'll speak to you next week.
Fantastic.
Take
Take
care.
care.
Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine, here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, pick up at locations throughout the tri-state region, and also mainstreetmag.com on the web.